Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, In the Mind of God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin, engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his reign there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is her sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. Lately, as I answer a receptionist's request for my date of birth, as I take in her or his young face, I'm compelled to include, long before you were ever in the mind of God. Spontaneously, we laugh, and a smile lingers. Today, I'd like to suggest that this feast of the Immaculate Conception implies there really is no time that is, open quote, long before we are in the mind of God, close quote, time. For if it is true what we hear in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came to be. Friends, then our coming into being through this Word, the whole of God, mind, body, spirit, the whole of God's self, made in God's image, is all God's doing. It is God's intention for all human beings from the beginning. As God's womb bursts into stars and galaxies and universes, there she is, this young Nazarene girl, Mary. Her, how can this be? And her, Here I am, a servant of the Lord. Let it be done according to your word. From the beginning of her being, it is here. Theologian Elizabeth Johnson suggests that in proclaiming Mary as the Immaculate Conception, we are simultaneously proclaiming the, open quote, immaculate concept of the human person, close quote. Mary is the truth of that concept. She is the actual conception of it. Let's not tarnish or diminish true love. God loves Mary for herself, not for being a part of God's plan, not for meriting special favor or grace. No, from the beginning, God hears Mary's, "Here I am, a servant of the Lord." And these words ring with the original unity of creation and grace, meant to be the immaculate concept of the human person. Might we open ourselves in this moment? For we are a part of that same original concept of this unity, the unity of creation and grace. Again, Johnson suggests the Immaculate Conception has potential to become a leaven poured into the amorphous mass of human hope and despair, of human potential and deficiency. Can we open our potential to this leaven, allowing transformation from within our own responses to what comes our way today? If we so choose to say, "Here am I," we become disciples who bear both the seed and become the womb for the seed. There, such leaven finds the true love germinating from the beginning in us. It becomes the seed that bursts into our world as acts of compassion, responses of mercy, unrelenting hope, and a certain fierce joy in the midst of all that despairs. Growing in spite of despair and human deficiency, these roots will stretch deeper with each uttered, "How can this be?" followed by each enunciated, "Here I am, a servant of the Lord." Disciples, friends of God, let us celebrate this feast, which reminds us today that whether it was 13 billion years ago, 2 millennia ago, there is no time we have not been in the mind of God. We might ask, "How can this be?" And we realize the leaven is at work because we hear within ourselves, "With God, nothing is impossible." Let this smile linger with you all day long.